The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Eamon. As you've been hearing all morning, new research from Eurostat shows that Ireland is now the second most expensive country in the European Union. Denmark takes first place yet again, but the data from Eurostat shows that over the last number of years, prices in Ireland are becoming increasingly comparable to the European average, and of course now we're way above that average. So to tell us just how expensive it is in Ireland is Emma Howard, economist and lecturer at TU Dublin, and I suppose practitioner, Emily Keegan, who participates in The Good Life, our own reporter. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, how expensive do you find it?
Lately, very expensive. I moved up to Dublin in the past few months and I was prepared for it, for a change in my spending. Wasn't quite prepared for how much of a change it was going to be. Obviously, you've got rent, which is the biggest thing coming out of my account now every month.
Where were you staying before?
I was living with my parents in Kildare.
So it went from zero to a lot.
Yes. And so because I was living with my parents, I'm fortunate in the way that I did have a bit of savings there. And my intention was to keep saving at the rate that I was. And I found myself, I've dipped into my savings account three times this month already.
Okay. What are you finding particularly dear? I mean, do you notice when you go to the grocery that you're spending far more than you expect?
No, I actually, grocery, to be completely honest with you, is probably the least of my expenses. I could get a full week shop for less than €40, realistically. The biggest expense is probably all the things that people will tell me I don't actually need to do. So, like, I do Pilates. I go out with my friends. I was at a gig last night. That ticket alone cost me €70. Like, I do all these things that I know I could cut back on. But then why would I live in Dublin? Why would I pay the rent if I'm not going to have a life on top of it? So it's the luxuries that I think are costing me the most.
Now, do you think we're dearer than other places you've experienced? I mean, you've been to gigs in other cities and you've moved around. I mean, like, for instance, public transport in London can be remarkably expensive.
I was in London this week, actually, and it's only the second time I've ever been there, and the first time I was 12. And you always hear that things are cheaper in England. The tube, one way, I travelled five stops, £7. Like, that to me is extortionate for public transport. The Lewis is far cheaper, especially since they've brought in the Young Adult Leap Card and the 90-minute fares. Like, it's the public transport here, trains as well. When I was living in Germany, to get a train from Freiburg, where I was, to Berlin, was crazy money. You're talking over €100. Our trains here are relatively cheap in the grand scheme of things. Like, it's, I think it definitely were comparable to other countries. I don't think, like, Dublin is, at the end of the day, a big European city. If you go to Paris, drinks also cost €14. It's kind of, you have to look at what you're comparing, I think.
Yeah, I remember being in Venice and, you know, we all had drinks or whatever in St. Mark's Square just to do it, because it's something you do. And they charge us €10 each for the music, for the privilege of listening to the string quartet.
On top of the pint.
On top of the, yes, absolutely. You know, four of us, 4 by 10, another €40. Anyway, so let's, so your experience, it is more expensive, but not unexpectedly so. That, would that be the bottom line?
Yeah, I think, like, it definitely is higher than I expected, but I also am acknowledging the fact that I'm choosing to do a lot of these things. It's not that I'm forced to.
But the price of drink, for example, are you a cocktail woman?
I'm a cocktail woman maybe the week after payday, and then as it gets towards the end of the month, there might be a switch to the pints of stout.
Because I think cocktails have become a real money spinner for the bar owners.
You're talking about €14. Like,
yeah.
It's
there's precious.
And the rest sometimes,
All right, so Emma Howard, as the economist and lecturer at TU Dublin, what do you make of the Eurostat report? I mean, does it ring true to the lived experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's unsurprising. So, you know, we know we're expensive, prices have gone up, we've come through a cost of living crisis, and we're looking at overall price level now is about 38% higher than the European average. But I think Emily's point is a really good one, in that how expensive it feels depends, of course, on what you spend your money on. And if you look into those figures, you see differences across different categories of spending. So, for example, you mentioned cocktails, Pat, and we are 205% higher than the average EU levels for alcohol and cigarettes.
And that's down to tax, is it? Or?
And that is a policy choice, right? So we have made the choice to make alcohol more expensive by, first of all, we have one of the highest taxes excised, but also the minimum unit pricing on alcohol has raised those prices. Now, what that has done is it's reduced the harm that's caused by alcohol in Ireland. We were one of the highest consumers of alcohol in Europe. Now we're, the latest data shows we're average drinkers. So, you know, there are other issues that are feeding into
it. We read how high our energy costs are, I get annoyed about that because we have this ridiculous energy auction system, which doesn't seem to me to deliver the best value for the consumer.
Yeah, I mean, we have. So the energy prices are about 17% higher here than the EU average. A lot of that is because we're still quite dependent on fossil fuels and gas, and we import a lot of our energy. So,
but it turns out no matter how much of wind we use, we still pay top dollar.
We do. And again, some of that is down to policy choices like the data centres that we have. That so as we create more renewable energy, we're also increasing demand all the time. So we're sort of running to stand still when it comes to that. We have the lowest, one of the lowest VAT rates on electricity in the EU. So it's 9%. Most of other countries are 20%. So there's, you know, there's different factors.
Yeah, but that means that their base cost is far lower than ours.
Yeah.
Now, what's going wrong there?
Yeah, again, there's different issues. You know, we have a very dispersed population. We've got a lot of one-off rural housing. So there are a lot of structural issues. It means that that electricity generation is more expensive.
Now, Emily's big point, the biggest dent in her pay packet is the rent.
Yeah.
How do we compare on the rental front?
We're pretty high in rental costs. But again, as Emily said, you know, if you look at some of the comparable capital cities, we're similar. So, you know, you're not going to find, if you move to London, you're not going to find cheaper rents. Again, that's all back to the supply issue, right? So we know that we're not building enough houses. We don't have enough units to rent, and that's feeding into
now,
that cost.
Do we have any information on how these prices are calculated? For example, if you were to go to Copenhagen, you'll pay top dollar. You'll pay maybe more. Shane Coleman was saying he was there recently, paid a lot more for food over there than he expected to pay, far more than he would in Dublin. But I suspect if you went to Friesland or somewhere like that in Denmark, you'd pay very little.
You're dead right. And these are average prices that we're looking at. So, you know, if you look at the cost of rent or a meal out in a small town in Sligo versus in Dublin, you're going to have that differentiation as well. I think that one thing's really important to note is that, yes, we have the second highest prices in Europe, but we have the third highest average wages. So our prices are 38% higher. Our average wages are 55% higher than the EU average. So, you know.
And what about our taxes?
Well, our taxes are actually, like, if you look across the European countries, we have a very progressive tax system. So what we have is really high levels of wage inequality in Ireland. But if you look at disposable income, we're about average on that equality across disposable income. And that's because we've got a lot of people on very low incomes who don't pay any tax. And as you earn more, you pay a lot more tax. Now, on the flip side, you could argue that we get a lot less for our tax in terms of public services than other countries. So, you know, Denmark, where you have free healthcare and very subsidised childcare and so on.
It shouldn't be surprising to us that if there's a certain amount of disposable income floating around, that the providers will try to get as much of that as they possibly
can. Exactly. So as the prices go up, the wage demands go up and our wages get higher and then people have the money to spend. So,
and if we have a recession, the price of a latte will drop to €2.
Ears open.
Yeah, potentially.
No, or one, but not the other. All right, look, thank you both for sharing the lived experience, which we all note that we are now an expensive place to be, to live, to visit. Emma Howard, economist and lecturer at TU Dublin, and News Talk reporter Emily Keegan, thank you very much for joining us.